You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. It's a new year with a new round of classes from the Southeast Cooperative Extension Service. Here to tell us more is Sarah Lewis. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Shelley. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Sarah, you've been on the show a bunch, but would you like to introduce yourself today?
Oh, absolutely. I'm the Family and Community Development Agent for the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service for the Southeast District. So even though I am a University of Alaska Fairbanks employee and faculty member, I am down here in Southeast and I live here in Juneau, and I teach classes in all kinds of food related areas, from health to food preservation to emergency preparedness, all of the stuff.
All very relevant topics. Actually, I wanted to ask you about that because, as you mentioned, one of your specialties is food preservation. For situations like these, being housebound due to an emergency or a storm or natural disaster, our biggest grocery stores closed. How prepared did you feel when these storms hit?
Well, I'm not the best case study because I do a lot of home canning. So frankly, even one of the things that's come up a couple different times, of course, in the past couple years, based on all kinds of different things. Right now it's weather. A couple years ago, you know, it was pandemic related thing. There were shortages and things like that. So one of the classes and topics that I teach about is emergency preparedness, but that can be all kinds of different emergencies. So one of the things that you can do to be prepared is learn how to preserve your own food. Of course, there's the preparing your pantry, which if you're not going to be a person who preserves your own food, preparing your pantry, of course, is one of the big things, making sure that you have, you know, shelf stable stuff and things like that. But the next level then can be preserving your own food so that, I mean, for example, I have, you know, jars and jars of spaghetti sauce that's just all ready to just heat up, and other different staples that I have canned. And that's the type of thing that I teach about. And I've got a class coming up that can help you learn about it too.
Well, it sounds like you are well stocked. Whether you needed to or not, did you dip into anything, any of your preserves during this storm?
You know, yes, but I actually kind of do try to dip into them regularly. Otherwise, I become overwhelmed by all of the things that I preserve because I preserve things in classes and for myself. And so I do dip into them regularly, but actually, yes, in the last week or so, last couple of weeks, I've definitely, instead of planning for the meals of the upcoming week to be based on stuff that I get from, you know, a grocery store, I based them on stuff that was already in the pantry and freezer.
Well, as this is a good segue, one of your upcoming classes that you wanted to talk about today is Preserving Juno's Bounty, which starts on January 15th. It is sort of the dead of winter. What do you plan on covering in this course?
So yeah, actually this one is Preserving Alaska's Bounty because it's open to folks online. Yeah, no, it's an online class. I just finished recently the Preserving Juno's Bounty one for community schools. This is the one that's very similar, but it's open, it's online. And so it's open to lots of people. So I get folks from all over Alaska in this, as well as the United States in this course, but it does remain relatively small. So it's not like a big, you know, webinar or anything like that. So what we'll be covering is fermenting vegetables, culturing, that would be your sourdough and your yogurt, and we talk about other types, but those are ones that we actually do in class. Water bath canning of high acid foods, so that's everything from berries and jams and jellies and fruits to pickles, so pickling your own either local or grocery store vegetables. Then we'll also be covering dehydrating, so that's dehydrating herbs, vegetables, meats, fish, making sausage, smoking your fish and your other meats. And then the final class, which is one that a lot of people really tend to be looking forward to, is pressure canning. So pressure canning low acid foods, learning how to do that safely. And so that's meats, fish, vegetables, anything that's not pickled, things like that. And then I do have a final class in this series, which is called Community Food Resilience. And so in that one, we'll talk about sort of a grab bag of topics from emergency preparedness, the things that we were just talking about, if your freezer fails, for whatever reason that might be, an outside reason, like the electricity goes down, or an inside reason that your freezer just fails and you don't have time to replace it, how do you preserve the foods that are in that freezer so you don't lose, especially, you know, in Alaska, we've got lots of wild harvest foods in our freezers that took a lot of time and effort to get. So how do you preserve those quickly? So that's just one example of what I'll talk about in the community food resilience, but also, you know, how to do an emergency food pantry to be prepared for smaller emergencies as well. So those are the topics. Lots of different food preservation topics.
Mm. Well, let's hope that everybody was prepared to stay home a couple of days with the snow and the ice and all of that. And I think luckily there hasn't been too much damage done around town, at least to people's homes. So along those lines, do you find that the students in your class are as prepared as you hope that they would be living here in Juneau or living in Alaska?
You know, it's interesting. There's a whole range because there's a lot of different types of preparation, and there's a lot of different, of course, environments and urban and rural, and are you on the road system or are you not throughout Alaska, things like that. And so, but I do find that most people have thought about at least one potential emergency and they've made some attempt to prepare for it. A part of that is because in the last decade or so, lots of different, usually they are big emergencies like, you know, natural disasters or weather emergencies and stuff, but they're in the news a lot. And so people do have a lot of those on the top of their head. And of course, here in Alaska, we have lots of different extreme weather, some of which we don't necessarily think of as being truly extreme because we're used to it, different snow events and things like that. But this year, definitely throughout the state, showed us that even our preparation for extreme weather sometimes didn't quite go far enough because maybe we were prepared for a lot of snow, but not for a lot of snow to stay for several weeks, like here in Juneau, or what happens if there's a lot of snow and the power goes out for several days, you know, so those piling up sort of different emergencies. We might be prepared for one, but not necessarily for others. And then there are smaller emergencies that sometimes we don't think about that just, you know, I do talk with people about how to automate your finances. So if there is a small emergency for a couple of weeks, you're not worried that your bills aren't being paid because you've automated those. You know, there's lots of different ways. And I do find that folks have at least thought of one of them and have started down that path. But sometimes it's good to help people branch out to some of the other potential emergencies that could happen.
Automated finances is not something I thought of as an emergency preparedness strategy. Right? That's a good tip. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, another one of your specialties is healthy eating, particularly diabetes prevention. But before we switch over to talking about that, do you find there's overlap between preserved food and healthy eating and diabetes prevention? Can you do all those things at the same time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can, of course, look at them completely separately, but I do tend to be kind of a systems theory person. So if you are someone who, for whatever reason, and prevention of diabetes, or if you are living with diabetes, those are both really good reasons to be looking at what you're eating and the ingredients and what's in the foods that you're purchasing. Or starting to look at how you can do your homemade foods, because that gives you more control. So that's sort of the first step is rather than buying preserved foods, prepared foods or processed foods from the grocery store, where there's often a lot of sugar, salt, fat, things that you can't control. So then the next step is to start thinking about, you know, homemade foods, because you can control, again, sugar, fat, salt, things that might or that do have an effect on your health. You can start to control those a little more. And then the next step is thinking about what you're putting in your freezer, what you might be putting on your pantry shelves. And so when you're preserving your own soups and sauces, your own berries and fruit, jams and jellies, you can have a lot more control over how much sugar and salt and even fat are in your foods by taking those different steps from one, paying attention to what's in, you know, what's on an ingredients list on a package, And then the second step is your homemade foods. And the third step could be preserving your own foods.
Interesting stuff. Thanks, Sarah. And now this is another good segue into talking about the Health Matters Diabetes Prevention Program that I think you'd hope to have this underway by now, but it has been postponed. I guess people just didn't make those New Year's resolutions quick enough, huh? Can you tell us what's happening with that?
It was, you know, those piling on of emergencies that I was just talking about. So folks were just, we actually had enough people to start the class, but I decided to postpone it because it was clear from talking from some of the folks that had registered that because of Juneau weather, because of pandemic stuff, we are going to be meeting either in person or online. And so the folks that wanted to meet in person wanted to have maybe a little bit more time for us to get past any, you know, surges that we might have with the pandemic, things like that. So it just ended up being kind of a good idea for lots of reasons to postpone it for 2 weeks. We will still definitely be holding it, but we're going to have the first session on January 26th. And because I did that, then the next step was, well, we can open it up, you know, keep registration open. So if there's some folks who were shoveling or, you know, otherwise dealing with other emergencies in their lives or traveling for the first time, that was another one. A lot of folks have traveled for the first time in the last holidays. So give people a chance to get home and settled in and that kind of stuff. So you can, the registration is still open for that. So if you have not already registered, the Health Matters program at Bartlett is a diabetes prevention program. It's a year-long program. It starts out with weekly sessions, then moves to biweekly, and then moves to monthly. But we go, it's a lifestyle change program. So it's not a diet. It talks about exercise, food, mental stuff that has to do with that, practical stuff that has to do with all of those things over the course of 22 sessions. And it's a really great program that is based on research and based on a CDC and university-based programs that have been developed and the curriculum is based on. So it's just got a lot of really good information for folks to do some lifestyle changes to help prevent diabetes and any of the other, metabolic syndrome, heart disease, even dementias they are learning. A lot of these, you know, systems theory, our body does lots of different things. So learning how to do healthy lifestyle changes is going to help a lot of those things. So this is a program that's open and it'll start on January 26th.
All right. Well, thanks for the update there. And how many years have you been doing Health Matters?
So Bartlett's been doing it for a number of years. I started leading the program about, 4 or 5 years ago, and then switched over to being a leader about 3 years ago. And this is going to be my fourth cohort, is what we call it, my fourth group that I will be leading through the year.
That's terrific. And do you find that people see pretty good results when they participate in this program?
Yeah, they do. Like everything like this, there is a range of needs that people have. There's a range of motivation. And sometimes that can change over the course of the program as well. You start out feeling a little bit not sure if it's the right thing, and then someone gets pretty enthusiastic. It's a whole year. So of course, your motivation goes up and down. That's part of the program, is really working through some of those things that happen over the course of a whole year, over the course of seasons, or, you know, the inability to get out and walk, what happens when that happens because of weather, you know, dealing with all of those things over the course of a year gives you lots of good strategies for dealing with that into the future.
And now you've also got the Living with Diabetes Supper Club. Now, that doesn't start until March, but how is that different from the Diabetes Prevention Program from Health Matters?
Right. So Health Matters is focused on prevention. So it is not open to folks who already have a diagnosis of type 2 or type 1 diabetes. It is for preventing. So the Living with Diabetes classes of different types, this one we're calling a supper club, is a 6-week course for folks who already have a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. So that's the difference. This is the living with a long-term health condition as opposed to trying to prevent that from happening. And so you know, you definitely focus on different things when you're looking at those two different categories. And once you already have a diagnosis, then there's, you know, there's different things that you do to manage your symptoms, how to talk to doctors, how do you deal with the difficult emotions around having a diagnosis like that, that you know that you're going to have to manage for the rest of your life. There's so many things in there that that really focusing on that for a period of time, especially if you have a relatively new diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, this can be a good 6-week course. It's 2.5 hours and we do it in the evening. That's what we're calling it, the supper club. We're going to have people and it's online. So it's going to be co-facilitated with Jasmine Shaw in Sitka. So this is, you know, we're focusing on Southeast in terms of, you know, like the grocery stores. You know, we can be talking about similar grocery stores and similar food habits that a lot of people have and similar things that we eat in throughout Southeast. But it's going to be online. So we're going to have people cook their own dinner and then we're going to meet for our course once a week.
That's great. So do you all cook the same dinner or you just eat together while you're doing
that's
your...
That's the thought is people, yeah, we're going to give people a potential recipe for that evening and they can choose to cook that if they want to and join us, but they'll at the very least have the recipe that they can try at some point.
Oh, I think that sounds like fun. So we've got Health Matters Diabetes Prevention Program postponed, but starting on January 26th. Before that, Preserving Alaska's Bounty, that starts on January 15th. It's a series of courses. Those are on... Let's see, Health Matters Diabetes Prevention is in person and online. Preserving Alaska's Bounty is online. And then Living with Diabetes Supper Club starts March 8th, also online. Did I get all that?
You did. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Where can we go to find out more about any of that stuff or register?
Yeah, that's always the hard thing, isn't giving you a simple place to go. So one of the easiest is just to call me at 907-523-3280 extension 1. Give me a call. Another one is to email me Sarah Sarah dot Lewis Lewis at alaska.edu. Those are two of the easiest, but you can also go to the UAF Fairbanks. So UAF.edu/CES. as in Cooperative Extension Service. And on that page, there will be a calendar with links to register for those things that have live registration already. Yeah, those three methods are a good way to get the information, but giving me a call if you're a phone person or giving me an email if you're an online person, feel free to do that and I will get you all the information you need.
All right. I think if you missed any of that, you can find it online. The number again is 907-523-3280 extension 1. Sarah Lewis, Family and Community Development Agent for the Cooperative Extension Services. Thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate all that information about your classes and good luck.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me, Shelley.
Take care. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Up next, a helping hand for businesses that may have been hit hard by the pandemic, what it takes to qualify for assistance.